We'll hold on the Zion and Aleph. We just start Leskimor again. Leskimor and the problem of Bez Baron here was in Itma. That Om Rabbi Yechim Yechim said like this, that Kiyom Rabbi Kiva Zerikim Yelis Li Yaitzei. When does Rabbi Kiva say in the Mishnah that even though there's a Psul Yaitzei, still the Zerik helps? Zerik is Melis on the boss that has a Psul Yaitzei. That's only Shiyotze Mikzosai. Only if part of the meat went out. But still part of the meat is inside. Then like it's a migo that this reek helps for part of the meat, it helps for the other part also. All the meat went outside, has the psul yaitzi in it. Then this reek does not help. Then Rabbi Kiva did not say it. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Some Rabbi said to Rabbi Yochanan, Kvalim duni chaverish abagela, like my friends in Gaila, in Abovel, taught me like this. He said, the law is that mechashvin al ha'avoida v'yah ha'sarif. Now let's say mechashvin means that you're making a zrika now, and you have in mind, b'shas zrika, you have in mind, let's say, to burn the emurim the wrong time. And we're talking about now that the emurim was already burnt up before you had this machshava. So that means mechashvin, you could have a machshava, b'shas zrika, that you think you plan to burn the emurim tomorrow, even though the emurim was really ready, over lost, or al asarif, even though the emurim was ready, burnt up already. Still the machshava helps. And Rashi says, Yireh mechashvav shomar mechashvav al over v'al asarif, shenisrafu emurim, the emurim was burnt up, v'chisha b'zrika. Now you had machshava b'shas, you did the zrika, the kain, amunas laktiru in chutzlas man, you had a mind to burn at the wrong time. Still heavy tigol. Wasn't a gay too. Shaykhim in Abbasah, somebody eats from the meat that's left over. Whereas with later you find the Yemurim, if you eat from it, you chayav koros. So even though at the time when you had this machshav on the Zerika, the Yemurim was lost or was burnt up already. So the question is, the Gemara says, well, Ovud, the Sarif, if the Yemurim is burnt up or lost, Lo Yestin the Berlim, it's not here in the world, it's not by us right now. But Afilu Achi still Katana, we say, Mechashvin, that machshava helps. It seems like Zerika could help, even though nothing is here at all. So what do you say according to what does Rabbi Yechon say according to Rabbi Kiva? Then the Mishnah of the Zerika only helps if there is some basa there, some kosher basa. Here it's mashed, even though there's no emurim at all, still the Zerika helps. Rashi says the Mahanya bo machshava the Zerika l'shav yabasa pigul, that the machshava the shav Zerika works to make the basa the carbon pigul. Afagav the yotzakula, even though all of it is not here. It's the same thing like Yotzakulai. So you see, even though nothing is here, still the Machshava works. Yes, so Moran says, so that's what Ravasi is to Rabbi Yechon. So Moran asks the question, Omi Yom Ravasi Yechon, is it true that Ravasi really holds like this, that according to Rabbi Kiva, you can have a Machshava, even though there's no bus here at all? Is that true? That all the bus has a Psal Yotzi on it, is that true? And Yom Ravasi Yechon, Ahoboy Mene Ravasi Rabbi Yechon. Rabasi was the one that he himself grew for Esther's Fakasha to Rabbi Yochanan. He asked the Mishael, what's going to be? Chishev l'nishpochim l'mochamal. Let's say he had machshava on the nishpochim, on the blood that's supposed to be nishpach, to do it tomorrow. So Rashi has two pshat in there. One pshat Rashi says, is nishpochim means that's a shirei hadam. Like you have to make the kosher azrika, now the leftover blood that you're supposed to put onto the yisod hamizbech. That the Kohen Boy Rabasi had a shah like this, that Chishev had a machshava b'shas shvichas ashrayim. Rashi's first pshat is that b'shas you're spilling the shrayim on the yisoid, you have a machshava then to eat from the bosa tomorrow chusas manoi. So is that called a machshava spigul or not? It's not the real zrika. The zrika was done already, but it's like the end part of the zrika. You have to spill the end of the shrayim, the leftover dam, you have to spill on the yisoid. So Pasha, the tzad is that maybe if the shrayim is makiv, it should also be called a part of the zrika. The Rashi says another pshat is better by Al Gemara. Yenach, Rashi says, Omar Amor, as Rabbi said, that chishev l'nishpachim is l'mochim in shabashah zrika. At the time when you made your zrika sadam, you were chishev, you had in mind, lishpach to spill the shrayim l'mochil yisayid. So is that called a machshav or not? As if kilu chishev b'zrika atzmo. Shechishav lizrak mitzos alamachor chutz lezman of the mafagel eloi. Is that called a good machshav? You had a machshav. Is that called like an achila? You had a machshav of a shazrika to spill the shirayim tomorrow. So does that make piglin nut? That was the shayla. And of this, Omele Reb Zera said that Kshvar Shonis Lanu, we already learned the Gemara and Chulin like this. Olu, we learned a lot about Olu. Olu there was either the meat that's still left on the skin, or else a hard vein around the neck. Rashi said that now we learned the Gemara and Chulin that a kefa of the Olu, that's the hard veins or the leftover meat on the skin, which is mitzvah from the Tumas Eichlin. If you have almost a kibetza worth of food and this makes up the kibetza, it's mistaken to make into an echel to mekabel tumah. Avlolo tumas nevelos. In the case where the animal died, she needed kizayis of the boss of the nevelom. This does not make up a kizayis. Chivin less for mashosha, since it's very hard, it's not cold like meat. Is like metame tumas nevelos. So what do you see? So Moses Alma, what do we see from this? That this olol, Alma, hai olol, this olol, this hard piece of vein, or else this small pieces of meat are still attached to the skin. Kiva the less by mashosh, it's not really cold like meat, either because it's bottled to the skin or else it's too hard. Le kibutoma, we see it's not makabutoma. If so, honey nishpochim, this dam, that's supposed to be spilled on the yisoid nami. Kiva the le ibut oslibu, since the mitzvah is stamped to put it onto the yisoid, that's on the bottom of the mizbeach, like stam the mitzvahs of the shurayim. But Rashi says it's not really put on top of the mizbeach though. For lo yagabi ha mizbeach is le mahani bu machshobu le pigulei. The machshobu does not help to make it into pigul. So kivu liberazli bu machshobu le mahaniyo. So the machshobu of course should not help on the nishpochim. That's what the observer entered back. So Rav Aski see how it's for Suffolk. Can you make machshobu on the nishpochim? And on this Rav Zeri entered back and said no. Since the nishpach and the dam is supposed to nishpach on the yisoid, it's called like a one ibur already, so machshav does not help on it. Is lemahanya. So how could then Rabasi see over here that machshav helps on an obud, something that's lost? Here we see by this shirayim, this dam is supposed to be nishpach, the machshav does not help on it to make it into pigle, since it's already called lost. So here you see something that's called lost, a machshav does not help. So the Chur, that Rabbi Yochanan before said, which should be very good, that when does Rabbi Akiva say that the Zerika helps to make the Mishnah, that the Zerika San Yotze helps, only if there's some bustle left over. But if there's no bustle, all the bustle was Yotze, then the Zerika does not help. So I says, but if so, Elohodik Tony, Alova the Al-Sar of Kasha, the Chur still, it's a Kasha in his first Alocha, that the Gemara said, Omele Rabbi Yochanan, that we learned already this Alocha, that mechash ben alovad v'alsov, that is a kasha. That you see, he could have machshav v'shas rikom to burn the emurim tomorrow, even though the emurim was already lost. So you see, he could have a machshav even though the thing is of it, it's not here at all. So that's tak a little of a kasha. From the attack, we see, he could have a machshav on an ovid. But here, you Rabasi, you want to say here, or at least they answered you from Yechonam, that on the nishpochim, you cannot have a machshav. So Murray says like this, Omar Rob says like this, Aim must like this rather, Aloimid Libud, the Aloimidly Sarif. That the din is before Mechashvin Alova the Alasarif, it doesn't really mean if the Emurim was really burnt already or lost. If the Emurim was already lost or burnt, so you can't have a Machshav, even Mishas Rikam, to eat that or to burn that tomorrow. Since it's already lost, something that's all but not around, you can't have a Machshav on. But what it meant to say was just, Aloimid Libud, it's Oimid to be lost. Remember to be burnt. Rashi says, "Amar Rava Eimer Rada Machshav Alo Oimid Liba Alo Oimid Lisarv." The Chivu the Bishas Rika Kishechisha Bakat Yevikuman was still here, even though later it gets lost or it got burnt. It's Mani Bo Machshava, but only because Bishas the Rika the meat or the Emurim was still here. But in the case where it's already lost, already over, then the Machshava does not help at all. So therefore, it's good that Rabbi Yochanan before said that that of Rabbi Kiva says in our Mishnah. That even though on the bus, when Yotze went out of the base of Migdish, there's a psil on it, you can't eat it anymore, still the Zerika helps on it to take off the Yisra Mila, that's only if there's some meat left inside. But if all the meat went outside, that's like Ovid, then a Machshav, then the Zerika does not help. That the Gemara says, Amr Papa Papa says, Amr Papa, Lo Yom Rav Kiv again, Rav Kiv did not say in our Mishnah that Zerika Mu'elas Li Yotze. When did Rabbi Akiva say in the Mishnah, even though there's a psul yotze, still when you make a kosher zrika, it takes off the mila, elish yotze basar, only with just the meat of the korban went outside. but the dam is still inside. Therefore, you make a kosher azrika. She says, since she made a kosher azrika, therefore, in the basar, even though there's no het to teed it, because it has the psul yosi, went outside the base of Mikdash, but still the yis tamila goes off it. Avodam. But let's say somebody took the blood outside the base of Mikdash before they made the zrika, then ain't zrika miyolos liyotzei. That's the psul in the dam itself. That's not called a kosher azrika. So that zrika has come out like you didn't make a zrika. Therefore, that zrika would not take off the psul de mila on the basar. Then avada the yis tamila would still stay. Furthermore, says Tanya Nam Yochel, learn like this also. Shachat b'shtika. Somebody made a shchita. He shechted the korban. Stam b'shtika. There's no psul. It was a kosher shchita. The yotzadam later, after he made the kabbalah sadam, somebody took the dam outside the base of the yotzadam. Safa pi shechazav azok. Even though they brought the dam back inside and they made a kosher zrika, the yosav leklum. It doesn't help anything. So that's this raya that if you have a psul yotzi on the dam itself, that's like posle dam. Then there's no ma'ase zrika at all. And therefore, because she kadosh melam boy, even though you made a zrika on your korban chatis, the yisam mila does not go off the basa. The yisam mila only goes off when you have a kosher zrika. But here that the dam has a psul yotzei, the yisam mila does not go off the basa. And you know what then? Because she kalim, that here the locker is, there's no mila until after you have the zrika, then there's mila on the imurim. But in this case over here, it would be ein melam boy. Since the zrika was done with a dam that has a psul yotzei on it, that's a posle zrika that cannot put on the mila on the imurim of the kachim kalim. So there will remain a melam bay. So now the Mishnah of Akiva brings a proof to what he says. Amar Akiva, ha ze lama the word is like. Amar Akiva, so Akiva says it's like he yells that the zrika helps on a psul yotzei where the boss was yotzei. Akiva brought around the Mishnah. The guess we have two chatois. And then you lost one, you found it, and you brought the other one. So it says in the Mishnah, as soon as you make a shchita on one of them, it takes off the yis tamila on the other one. So you see a shchita for one helps for another korban. Now, the Moris says, Amr Ablozer said, that Ti Amr Rabbi Kiva, when does Rabbi Kiva say, when you have your two chatois in front of you, and you make a shchita and you make a zrika on one, that it takes off the yis tamila on the other one, he says, it's only bevasachas. Meaning to say again, you first set aside one korban chatis, and you lost it. You set aside another one. And now you found it, and you have both of them there. So only if you shecht them both together, and then you make a zrika on one of them, then does this zrika take off the yisimil on the other one. Let's say you shechted one chatis first, and the lady you're going to shecht the other one, lo yomer Rabbi Kiva, then Rabbi Kiva never said it. Because then the pshat is, as soon as you shecht one, that's like your korban chatis, that's the kosher chatis. And the other one right away is like a chatis, a kippur baleo, that's lemis ozla. So therefore, on that one later, it would not help any avoidis, and the yisimila would still stay. When does Rabbi Kiva say in the Mishnah, if the yisimila goes off, that's only if you make the shchit on both of them together. Because you do it together, we don't know yet which one clear is going to be good, they're both aiming to be good. So only when you make this zrika on one, that's the one that's good. So since the shchita was good for both of them, the zrika on one could take off the mila on the other one. That's what Blazer says. So Mura says, Omer Rabbi Kiva, Tanya the Gemara says, learn like this, Tanya, Omer Rabbi Shimon, that Kishalach to Lekha Panyo, and I went to the city, Matsani Zokin, and I found one old Zokin there, an older person, the Yomlin, he said like this, that Oymo Hoye Rabbi Kiva, Kiva used to say, that Zrika Melis Liyotzei. Like, is it true? Rabbi Kiva really said it. He asked him a question. Is it really true that Rabbi Kiva holds, even though there's a Psul Yotzei on the Basa, still if you make a Kosher Zrika, it'll take off the Yisamila? So Marti Loi, says Rabbi Shimon, told him, hey, yes, it's like a trick. It says in our Mishnah. Okay, Shabbos, when I came for a Tzisi Devorim, with Nechad Erish of Golol, when I came and said over these things to my friends in Golol and in Bava, like, Omru, they said to me, Halloi Pasalu. Listen, the boss was already possible. That's the psul yotzei on it. If the boss went out of the base of Mikdash, it's possible that boss. Yourself, the karam cannot eat from it. Seich meratza ala psul. How could this zrika help to take off the yisamila? The whole zrika came up if it's possible. So ukishi yitzosi when I went out for yitzosi dvrem of Rabbi Kiva. I asked this kasha to Rabbi Kiva. Omali said like this bini. So Kiva said back to me. Iyatoy mekain. How could you say like this? Don't you also agree like this? Rabbi Kiva is bringing the proof to himself. Like, what are you arguing on me? wouldn't you also agree to say that Avadah Zerika would help, even though there's a psul yetzer in the basar? For our Rav Akiva says, I did the same proof we brought in the Mishnah. For our Rav, what's going to be? Hamafresh chatos, if somebody sets aside a korban chatos for the chet that he did, and then the yovda, he loses that chatos, and then the hifresh acheros tachter sets aside a second one. The yachakach nimtes rishonim, he finds the first one. For reishteim, I'm this. Both of them are standing in front of him. The locher is that moyalin bishteim. He has nisimilim on both of them. For reishteim, I'm this. Right now, both are standing. So moyalim bishteim. Both of them right now is regular korban. There's nisimilim on both of them. What's going to be shochton? Let's say he made a shchita. For harei domon munach bekoisos. And then both bloods are in two kais, like you made a shchita on both of them, and you mekabel the dam, so moilim b'shteim, still does nisim mila on both of them. Both of them have the yisim mila. They both could still, karbonis, aim it to be brought. Now, what's going to be? Nizrak dam shalechem, let's say the man is rikas dam on one of them, nizrak dam shalechem mihem, is he at to moilim, don't you agree now, shekishem shadom apoytiras b'sarim in amila. Just like this korban that you made it zrika. It takes off the yisamila on its basa, because its basa was a regular korban chatis, it becomes mutter for the kanam teeth from it, so pshita the yisamila goes off it. If so, after the same thing, yifta basa chaberta min amila, who had in the zrika on this korban, should also take off the yisamila on the other korban. So, Rabbi Akiva says, in hitzel basa chaberta min amila, you see like this case here, that the zrika from one korban takes off even the yisamila from the other korban, even though the mice of the second korban he can't use anymore. But that's the law, he can't use two chatois. When you bring one, the other one becomes posel. It's called like a chate shekipa balero. So even though the other one becomes posel, still the first zurik helps to take off the yisimil on the other one. And so dimu, that's the sword to say, sheyatzel es besoroi. That Avadah Tzoroi to say that even with the buser on the korban is posel, like in our Mishnah, where there's a psu yaitzei, where the boss went outside the base of Migdish, and then you make a zrika, that the zrika of Avadah should have to take off the yisamila. That's what the Bekiva said. Therefore, that's what B'Shimon said. I'll bring you proof of the Bekiva. Yes, he says this, Daka, that the Bekiva is the hold, that the zrika takes off the yisamila, even though there's a psu yaitzei on the boss. Now, on Rabbi Resh Lakish, Rabbi says like this, on Resh Lakish, Mishum Rabbeish, name of Rabbeishia, that Tshuva Gnuva Yeshiva Rabbi Kiva, Lewis the Talmud. Rabbi Kiva will not answer back a good answer. His answer is not like a stolen, it's like a stolen answer, it's not a good answer. That's what Rabbi Kiva answered was not really called a good answer. It's called a Tshuva Gnuva. So Rashi says, let's see, Yisrael says what? Tshuva Gnuva, Heshiva Rabbi Kiva, Lewis Talmud. So what? That Bevas Achas in. According to what Rosh Lakish said before, it's only Bevas Achas. But Bezech Azeloi, but Bezech Azel does not work. That's what he wanted to say before. Who was this? That's what he said. That's what the Blazer said before. The Blazer was one that said before that Leyom Rabbi Kiva, Le Beshochtan, Shem Bevas Achas. He says, so hodim Rabbi Kiva, nami hocha, b'shochtan eshteim, heinu, b'vasachas. That's what Rabbi Kiva holds, the zrika of one helps for the other one. But a shochtan b'zeach hazeh, loy, it would not work. So Rosh says, heinu tshuva gudim, that's a big answer. Because on that, it's a kasha on Rabbi Leza. Because the Kiva on the posalu, the mishor shazorik domish lachas amiyam, posla shnir b'moisachatis, so what's the difference? That's really the most question now is on Rabbi Leza. It doesn't make any sense what you said before, that Rabbi Kiva only says his aloha if you make the shit of the masachas and both kabbanas together. But the zech is there, then the zrika one will not help for the other one. But the question is like this, that you say on the masachas, the Gemara says, lay, the chiva and the posalu, mavi the masachas, mavi the zech is there. The Gemara says, these two chatoyis both cannot be brought. You can only bring one. Even if you shecht them together, but as soon as you make this zrika on one of them, it's kaveya now that this is the kosher echatis, and the other one is posel. So the other one is a posel echatis. Still, we say though the zrika on one chatis helps enough for the other chatis that our koponim the yisamila goes off it. So, it would not make enough to me the mali b'basachas, mali b'zachas there, even if you shechted one chattis and then you shechted the other one, still there's a svara, the mila on the first one takes off the zrik on the first one takes off the simila on the other one. And that's what the Mor says, Omele Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish, V'yat V'yat O'imakir, don't you also agree to me that Avad even b'zachas there would be good, that Elo Hefresh De Hashomis, Nachrayis. Let's say somebody set aside two korban oshams for achrayis. He did one chet, let's say he was over near some milah, so he has to bring an osham milah, and he set aside two korbanos in case one gets lost, he'll use the other one. The shachar hashneim, he made a shkit on both of them. The kodem v'heli murim shalachemihem, and then he went first and burnt the murim of one of them. Kodem zrika before he made the zrika. Is yad to murder, don't you agree to me, shemolu yerdu, that if it goes up on the base of, on the mikdah, on the mizbeach, you have to take it down. Because before Zrika, it has not been to be burnt. Before Zrika, pshut, you have to bring it down. Now, v'yisagadit, you can tell me, v'yisagabaituch, chod de gufu, he considered it like mamish, like one behemah here. Amai yamolu yordu. Why do you say yamolu yordu? Why do you say if it goes up on the mizbeach, you have to take it down again? Ayom ulu says, emurim kutshim kalim. If you have the emurim of a kutshim kalim, Shalom with Nezrika's damim, if you put it on the Mizbeach before you made a Zrika for dam, is lo yerdu, you don't have to take it down anymore. Why? Because once it's put up there, Nasalach Mishal Mizbeach is called part of the Mizbeach. So what do you see over here? So Chorosh Mir said here also. Here again, you put a set aside two Hashemis, two different Kabbonis here. You shechted the Shnayim. You shechted both of them. Now only one of them is going to be kosher. And what happened was, the kodim, you put on the Mizbeach, the emurim of one of them, before the zrika of the other one. So in such a case, avad will be a molu yerdu. Since you're not going to make a zrika of that kodim, the yerdu zrika does not help for it. Avad the din will be, you have to bring it down. So who you see, the zrika on one kodim does not help for the other one. So Gemara says, Echemi, he answers it back and says, he ishtik, he kept quiet. Om Rav Yochanan kutzatzim l'ravloi dinuka. And I cut off the fingers of the Yenuka of Rosh Lakish. So Rashi says like this, Homer Ula, Rashi says, God be guf echad, that a mure kach shem kalim, shelum ufnez rikas dom le yerdu. By one korbin, if you put the mure on the mizbech before this rika, even though it's not lechatila, but if you put it there ready, the din is lo yerdu, you have to take it down. Why shenas alach mishem mizbech? Why should the kol to mizbech goes, but some mizbech stays there? The key from the chad gufu, since it's one guf, ki yodu b'zorka dam liyachar alosam heve izrika v'lo yodu. Now v'yim kidvurech like you're saying, the time of the Rebbe Kiva heve mishun the chad guf tom, you want to say the two different kabonis. It's almost like chad guf, and that's only if you made the shchit of a basachas, but b'zorka zeh, not like one guf, you don't say yisvarom. You say, but tell me now it's like one guf, then ki kodim v'heli murim. If you went first to put the murim of one korban up there, then b'shuv nizrik adam didir, then you made the zrikas down from the other korban, it should also be lo yerdu. You should not take it down, because you're telling me now both of them is like one guf, the shchit was done together. And of course nobody would say like that. Avada, even though you shechted both korbanos together, now if you take the murim of one and put it on the mizbeach, and then you make the zrika from the other korban, pshit that zrika is not like one behemah, like one guf, to say the other murim stay up there, but rather no, those murim come down. So the kids, so we see, we don't consider it like one behema. Elamai the pshat from Yochanan is, even though they're two separate behemas, but lemaisa, the zrik helps to take off mila from the other one. So that's not kamina here. Negeya to make it, then if you put the murim up there to be able to burn the murim, that we don't say, the zrik of one korban, like cannot be mata the other korban to say, you could do an avodah with it. That's pshit, the hitzei murim, you have to take down, you can't put it on the mizbeach. If it's there, take it down, because there's no zrika for it. Because Rabbi Kiva is only saying, for the Yisra Mila, that if you make a zrika on one of these two chatois, so Mila right now is conveyed that the other chatois has no din to be brought. Since it has no din to be brought anymore, so the zrika helps enough just to take off its Yisra Mila. But Avadi would never say so strong, as mamish like chad guf. It's like one body to say that its zrik even helps that the other korban can have its emu and brought on the mizbeach. Avada not. So therefore, since we see there like two separate gufim, of course the svar would be, it wouldn't make enough to mean if you make the shchita together, or you make the shchita v'zeach hazeh. So That's what Shlokas is ruling. We hold like Rabbi Yochanan. And that's what the Kiva says in our Mishnah, that when you have these two chatois, they make a zrika on one, it takes off the yisimilu from the other one, if even if the shritas were done, b'zeachazeh, wouldn't make enough gemina. Yet now the Mishnah says, Maisa domim b'kodesh kadoshim. That that we make a zrika by korban chatas a kodesh kadoshim, lokal l'achmer. That zrika does certain kulis, it takes off the yisimilu from the basar, and it's l'achmer, gives certain chumris to the korban chatas. Over kachem kalam, when you make a zrika and a kachem kalam on a shlomim, kulu lahachmer. The zrika over there only does the kumris, doesn't do any kulis. It only puts now mila on the emurim. Keter, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Kachem kadoshim by korban chatis lefnei zrika. Then before you have the zrika, moilim be emurim of a basa. There's nista mila both on the emurim and on the basa. Now liyachas zrika's done. Once you make a zrika, so true moilim be emurim. The Yisamila still remains on the Imurim, and you have to burn on the Mizbeach. But there's a Kula in this Rika that B'yei Merlo Mabasa. But the Basa now has no Yisamila. So that's called a Kula. But V'yalzeh, both on the Imurim and on the Basa, Chayavim now Mishum Pigul. This is the Chumra, that this Rika does help a Kulpon, that now it's Chal Pigul in the carbon if Adam Achshav is Pigul. And then we're after this Rika, now the Din is if the meat gets left over, there's a psul moiser, and the tummy, if your tummy can eat from the basar. So nimtza comes out that maitza dom the kodesh kadoshim, when you make a zrika on a korban chatis, lehokil, it does one kula, that it takes off the yisr mila from the basar, or lehachmir, it also does chumris, that it puts on now, there's a shaft of an yisr pigul, noisa betummy. Or the kodesh kalim, when you have a korban shlom, the kodesh kalim, kudam lehachmir, the Zerika only puts chumras onto the korban, not kulas. Ketan, kachim kalim. Lefnei Zerika's done before you have the Zerika's done in, ain milim, there's no issa mila, loy bimur lemabasa. Neither of them have an issa mila, because the ikra of a korban shtom is for lachila. Since the bailam eats from it, and the kohen eats from it, so the ikra is lachila. It's not really called a korban Hashem until after the Zerika. Now, liyacha Zerika's done, after you make a Zerika's done in, there's only chumras. One chumras, that moilim be emurim, that there's nisamila chal now upon the emurim that's supposed to be burnt, but the moilim the basa on the basa there's no nisamila chal the way it was before, it still remains. But alzeh v'alzeh both the basa and the emurim chayav moilim mishum pigul meisav tamei, there are chumras chal now this basa is fit to have a nisam pigul on it. It is left overnight, it's chal nisam meisam, and it becomes tamei, it's also eat it. So Nimtza comes out that Maisa Dama Bekotchim Kalam Kulum Lahachmir, that the Zerika is done by Korban Shlomim is only the Chumra. It puts on an Nisan Mila on the Emurim, and it makes both of them fit to have these Tzulum now Tigal Meis Vatani. Now the Gemara says, Katani was the same in the Mishnah, that ain't Merlin the Bosa, that there's no Nisan Mila on this Bosa by Kodesh Kadoshim, after the Zerika and the Chatis, now there's no Nisan Mila. So it's Mash Memilu, like there's no Nisan Mila. Hoy Yisurika, Mashmah, there's an Issa though. Question is, Vamai, why? I'm among the Kohen of the Chur. Once you make a Zerika, so now the Din is the Kohenim are not eat from the Chattis. It's Mashmah, even the Chattchim they should be able to eat from it. So why does the Mishnah only say there's no Issa Mila, which is Mashmah, it's still Asa? So Moses says, no, it's not true, Lakasha. But from the Nos of Reisha, Mela, since the Reisha says that there is an Issa Mila before Zerika, Nos of Seifei, Mela, after the Zerika, there's no Issa Mila. But in Echnami, not only is there no Issa Mila, okay, let's see the safe. Aim is safe. What does the safe say here? That the kachim kalim kulu lahachmir by regular kachim kalim by shlomim, the zrika is only machmir keitzan. Plus the kachim kalim lefnei zrika is domim einmal. There's no isamila over mirayim. V'yein chayuv malei mishum pigul eis v'tamei. Liyachas zrika is domim moilim b'mirayim, but v'yein moilim b'basar. So again, the dikir mashmir if the zrika there's no isamila on the basar. So Milo the lekas, no Issa Mila. Ho Yisurika, here it's Mashmah, there is an Issa though. The question is, Vamai, how am I going to the Bailamu? Once a Kachim Kalam, after the Zurika belongs to the Bailam, they can eat it. So why is it just a Lashon, there's no Issa Mila? It should have said more than, it should have said Larila Lechatilu even. What's this Tam Lashon, there's no Issa Mila? And here you can't say after the Resha, because here it doesn't say in the Resha, there isn't Issa Mila. They're saying now there's no Issa Mila. So why is it only say Lashon, there's no Issa Mila? It should have said stronger, it's mutatit. So where is this true? Avadim, it's mutatit. So Amr Abichanina says, Amr Abichanina, Mishnah is talking about liyotzin. We're talking about now with this basar has a psul yotzi on it, that it went out of the Beis Hamikdash before the zrika. Therefore, now with the zrika, does not become mutatit. But the chiddush is though that the yisamila goes off it. For Rabbi Kiva, this sefer goes according to Rabbi Kiva. The chiyam Rabbi Kiva zrika melas liyotzi. When does Rabbi Kiva say zrika helps liyotzi? L'sreifa. It only means to say that after you make a zrika the meat, if you eat it, there's no yisamila. But not that you really allowed to eat it. L'maisa still has an yisa yotzi. You have to burn it. The Vadi Rabbi Kiva would agree, even though you make a zrika here, it would not take off the psul yotzei. But my said the basar still has a psul, and you cannot eat the basar. It's not maratza to make it eat it. It's only called the zrika that there's no isamila. But the said, what do you have to do with it? You have to burn it. So that's what I was talking about over here. That if you have this basar that has a psul yotzei, now if you make a zrika by kachim kalim, it takes off the isamila from the basar. But that's all. There's no isamila. But the Maisa Tivit, you're still not allowed to eat it because it still has the Yisra Yaitzi on it. Therefore, Lachila is called Leimaratza.
Alright, wait till the end of the tape and then turn over. We'll start over on the other side. We'll do the next plot on the other side.